It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. We've been hearing a lot about electric vehicles recently. One of the challenges the industry faces is that when it comes to long-distance trips, the cars aren't very practical. Now there's an innovation hitting the market that could change that. Joe Rubin explains.
Drive a Nissan Leaf to San Francisco. Want to charge it for the return trip to Sacramento? Better not be in a hurry. A full charge could take 8 hours. But there's a new charger on the way that's going to change that. The fast chargers could do the job in around 20 minutes.
What's really great is, you know, as these fast charging units proliferate, it means that you're going to have a lot more mobility with your electric vehicle.
Kirsten Hessel is vice president of California-based AeroVironment, which helped design the charger. It has a price tag of around $9,900. The first chargers are being tested in Houston and should be available in the California market in early 2012. In Sacramento, I'm Joe Rubin.
The California wildfire season is just about over for the year now that the autumn rains have started. Cal Fire's Daniel Berlant says this year's fire season was pretty typical, but there weren't as many large and damaging fires as there had been in previous years.
The fires are about the same, but this year's 50,000 acres compared to our average of about 230,000 acres shows you that we were less than a quarter of what we normally are for this time of year.
Berlant credits Mother Nature for the mild fire season. It rained a lot in the spring, stayed relatively cool in the summer, and started raining rather early this fall. Berlant says that helped firefighters keep most fires within 10,000 acres. Although the fire stayed small, the number of fires was up 1,500 more than last year, but still below the record-setting seasons of 2007 and 2008. You can find these and other stories on our community news website, northbayvoice.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.